This episode is brought to you by Coinbase Institutional, the first choice of sophisticated investors and institutions that want to invest in crypto assets. As the only publicly traded company with experience trading and custodying digital assets at scale, over 11,000 clients use Coinbase products like Prime and Exchange. Coinbase also recently announced that they're on the path to launching derivatives. Invest in the most trusted name in crypto. Learn more at coinbase.com/institutional.
Here's your money briefing from Monday, June 13th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. The past few months have been tricky for investors. With everything from stocks to bonds to cryptocurrencies falling, it's hard to know whether to weather the storm or get out. While sticking to your guns has traditionally been the answer, in some cases, it might be worth it to cut your losses.
This is why it's very important to pay attention to what's going on in your portfolio, because there can be opportunities, even if you have losses, to help turn them into gains.
On today's show, tax reporter Laura Saunders will explain the process of using losses to your advantage and potentially putting money back in your pocket. That's after the break.
This episode is brought to you by Coinbase Institutional, the first choice of sophisticated investors and institutions that want to invest in crypto assets. As the only publicly traded company with experience trading and custodying digital assets at scale, over 11,000 clients use Coinbase products like Prime and Exchange. Coinbase also recently announced that they're on the path to launching derivatives. Invest in the most trusted name in crypto. Learn more at coinbase.com/institutional.
If you're like a lot of investors, you've seen your stocks and mutual funds take a big hit this year. Stock market declines can make your stomach turn, but all is not lost. Investors can sell their holdings, including cryptocurrency, at a loss and apply those losses to their benefit on next year's tax return. So how does that work? Who better than our tax reporter Laura Saunders to explain the nuts and bolts? Laura, thanks so much for being with us.
And thanks for having me.
All right, Laura, we might need a little bit of stock market 101 from you here. So people can sell some of their holdings at a loss. What does that loss represent?
Well, the loss is called a capital loss or a tax loss, and it's typically the difference between the holding's purchase price and its sales price. So if you buy Acme stock at 10 and it goes down to 5, then you have a capital loss of about $5 a share. Then you can use these losses to offset taxes on gains from selling other holdings that have gone up. So if you have that $5 loss and you have another holding that's gone from $10 to $15 and you want to raise some cash and you sell the $15 stock, then you can use that $5 loss to offset the $5 gain on the winner.
All right. So what kinds of investments can people sell to do a tax loss?
Well, almost any kinds of investments, stocks, mutual funds, ETFs, bond funds, cryptocurrencies, real estate. The important thing here is that you can only use these rules with losses and gains if the holding is in a taxable account. If it's inside of an IRA or 401k plan, that has its other tax advantages, and so you can't do what the strategies that we're talking about here. And that's a very important point, because a lot of people have money in, or a lot of their assets in, retirement plans.
Okay, and so when would someone have to sell an investment to get the benefit of the tax loss?
Well, you don't have to sell at any particular point during the year. When you sell, you book a loss, and then that loss is good until you use it in the future. If you sell at a loss and you get the loss, it doesn't go away. It carries forward until you have some gains. And that's a really nice thing. You know, it doesn't just expire at the end of the year. This is why it's very important to pay attention to what's going on in your portfolio, because there can be opportunities, even if you have losses, to help turn them into gains.
But you know, Laura, people often say that stocks are for the long term, and if you have losses, you just should stick it out. So is there a good time to do this, to take a tax loss?
Well, taking a tax loss doesn't mean you're not going to be in stocks for the long haul. It means that you're benefiting from a temporary drop in a stock. And people I talk to often don't start to harvest losses until a position is down 10%. We're not suggesting that people rush in and sell all their stocks that have losses and then stay out of them entirely. This is really a strategy. It could be broadly applied or narrowly applied, but it can make a difference because taxes and fees really matter to investors.
Okay, got it. So how does this work? Let's say somebody sells some stock from their portfolio that's declined in value. How would that loss work into their taxes next year?
Well, let's say somebody bought some cryptocurrency and it's gone down a lot. If they sell the cryptocurrency and say have a $15,000 loss, they've booked the loss, it's there. And if they sell an asset with a gain, it's there to offset it on next year's tax returns. So if you have a $10,000 loss on crypto and a $8,000 gain on, say, Apple stock, because you've sold both positions, then when you do your taxes next year, the $10,000 loss will offset the $8,000 gain.
Ah, now that's interesting what you just said. In that example, someone had more losses than gains to offset. What happens in that situation?
Well, there's a plan for that too. If you have more losses than gains, then they carry forward indefinitely, and every year you can use up to $3,000 of losses against ordinary income, such as wages or interest or something like that. So it shelters that income. But one of the important things here is that you can't carry the losses back. You can't use them retroactively. You might be able to do that sometimes in a business, but if you're an individual investor and you have losses, but you had gains last year and you have losses this year, then you can't carry the losses backwards to shelter those gains and get a check from Uncle Sam. So people need to pay attention to timing.
Now, stocks oftentimes fluctuate up and down. Can someone use a pattern like that to their advantage?
Of course, it's always hard to predict the stock market. But if you have something that you think is a long-term winner and it goes down, maybe it's crypto, maybe it's stock or something, then you can sell the position and get a loss. And you can buy back into it 30 days later. The reason you can't do it right away with stocks and bonds and other securities is that the IRS doesn't want you to be able to game the system and just mint losses that can soak up gains. If you do sell a security and you buy it back within 30 days, either before or after the sale at a loss, then you have something called a wash sale. And with wash sales, that defers the benefit of taking those losses. But there is something you can do to get around that. If you want to stay invested in the loser that you're selling, you could switch for the 30-day period into a similar but not identical security. So you couldn't sell the S&P 500 at a loss and then buy it at another firm right away. But you might be able to sell the S&P 500 and switch into a total market fund. And therefore, if there's some kind of rebound, you'd be catching the rebound during the 30-day period. And I have one important thing to say about this is that because the wash sales really apply to securities, stocks, bonds, mutual funds, exchange-traded funds, they don't apply right now to cryptocurrencies. So crypto owners who have losses have a wonderful ability to take those losses. That's called harvesting. And then buy the crypto back right away, you know, the next day or a few hours later or something like that.
All right. Some good tips from tax reporter Laura Saunders. Laura, thanks so much for taking the time to be with us.
And thank you for having me.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal.
This episode is brought to you by Coinbase Institutional, the first choice of sophisticated investors and institutions that want to invest in crypto assets. As the only publicly traded company with experience trading and custodying digital assets at scale, over 11,000 clients use Coinbase products like Prime and Exchange. Coinbase also recently announced that they're on the path to launching derivatives. Invest in the most trusted name in crypto. Learn more at coinbase.com/institutional.